This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, we are, and Ron Ugly is out today. That's right, the show is still in Disney World. And Sean Bajani, who you typically hear in the late evening hours, getting nasty when it doesn't matter as much, right?
When they don't put them
rails on you, you can just say whatever the hell you want to say.
Hell yeah.
Hey, Bajani's in the building today, 2-6, y'all. And T-Mill, a tad bit nasally. When I was in person, I didn't get the nasal, but when you chimed in right there to Lopez, tad bit nasally, I can tell you had a little bit of dirty water last night.
I'll take a tad bit nasally.
What'd you go with last night, T? What was it? I know it was dirty water. Which one?
It was Maker's 46 on the rocks.
Oh, why is it when I hear somebody that's drinking Maker's, I think of like turkey in the old days. Like, this is hard. This is going hard in the paint. It's not... It's not TX, it's not Crown, it's not something that's just kind of one of them, like, maybe have a little sweeter touch to it.
Handcrafted.
Like you're going for something that tastes like you just licked old Big Earn's ashtray back
then. Oh, it's no.
Something that's just going to hurt you.
I mean, Maker's isn't like my go-to, and I don't usually have it at the Casa or anything, but whenever I'm out and about, I know it's one they'll have behind the bar, and... I think it's smooth.
Just something you can sip on a little bit.
I'm no connoisseur, fellas. I'm just telling you, like, for whatever reason, when I hear Maker's Mark and Jim Beam, I feel like my dad back in the day when he's drinking that Wild Turkey.
Yeah, turkey, man.
I feel like that's just gonna hurt you, man. Boy, I tell you, but it's good to have you boys here today. Everybody wants to pile on Tyler. Oh, Bajani's ass was off in that Kirby Ice House last night. Trying to eat a steak at midnight, too.
Yeah, and Patrick Creighton and Chris Santiago. And while I'm thinking about it, shout out to our guys Andrew and PK who met us out and said they listen every day, love the show. It was great to meet you guys. It was a great night.
PK's in from Norway for the second time in like 3 weeks. He came in 3 weeks ago just to see our ass. Why, we don't know. But we're glad that he did.
Talk about deep pockets, son.
Yeah.
And, Norway's a bit away.
Deep pockets and a lot of free time, baby. Oh. Likes to travel. That's on his old MySpace page, right?
Yeah.
It was... Deep pockets, likes to travel, free time. Who wants some?
And he's married.
Well, it worked for him. See, MySpace worked for him, so maybe it's not in his bio anymore. Yeah. All right, as I said, Sean Bajani is to my left. T-Mill is behind the glass on the ones and twos. Big shout out to Ron Ugly. Hope he's making some big time memories with his family, as I've said every day, because I damn sure hope he is. I got kids now. I got a different love for making memories with the fam. I hope Ron's out there doing just that. I'm sure he is. All the help that Ron has, he took with him to Disney World, by the way. He got in-laws, he got his mom, he got all kind of help. So don't nobody think that Ron's out there getting too many steps in now and not partaking in some adult beverages, because I know he damn sure is.
He's somewhere right now kicked back with some strawberry frozen adult beverage
No doubt. Frozen in some bright color, probably pink or purple. There's no question about it. All right, y'all, on the Texans front, man, we got a little bit of movement once again, man. There's a couple of things with the Houston Texans right now that I think it's pretty easy to look into the crystal ball and say is going to happen in the future. I think there's two of them. For me, there is. I don't know if y'all agree, but there's two of them. I think one was a Christian Kirk restructure to create some level of cap space. And then I think there's going to be a big move at some point in time, whether it's a free agent they find that really turns us on, or it's a trade of some kind that brings in an interior offensive lineman. I think those two things are damn sure going to happen. Well, one of them already has. The Christian Kirk restructure has happened, and it cleared up a lot more cap space than I thought, fellas. It cleared up $12 million in cap space, and basically what they did was convert the $16+ million base salary, which none of it was guaranteed. They converted $14 million of that into a bonus, and then spread it out over this year and four more years, which he's not under contract. You know, four of the 5 years that he's got the damn near $3 million bonus, he's going to be due. So they'll deal with that next year. Hopefully, Christian Kirk plays well, gets a little bit of an extension here. Boom, the cap relief is good to go moving forward, and it never accelerates the cap. The problem with all that is, if it ever comes a time when you cut or part ways with Christian Kirk, the dead cap hit is all that money accelerates the year you cut him.
Yeah,
so it's going to hit the cap big time if indeed Christian Kirk doesn't play well, and it ends up being one of them old one-year deals. But
hopefully it doesn't happen, but if it does, it's maybe a good 3 years down the road.
Yeah, look, I think Christian Kirk's got some tread left on the tire. I think he's I really do, Bajani. I don't know how much y'all have talked about on Area 45, but I just think this year's Texans offense, when it's all said and done, is going to be a little bit more wide receiver specific. Like, this guy's an inside slot receiver, this guy's an outside receiver, instead of, hey man, all of our guys do everything. We hear that a million times from Bobby Slowick, right? You got Tank Dell inside on a goal line blocking inside the box for some reason. Like those kind of things, I hope we're getting away from them. And if you look at what the Texans are kind of leaning more towards, that New England Brady way of running offense, they always had a true slot. I think Christian Kirk probably fits into that.
Yeah.
He's playing opposite Nico Collins, so it's not like the expectations are for Christian Kirk to go out there and give you 1,000 yards. So, I mean, Christian Kirk would have to get injured or, like, have 20 catches on the season to be a disappointment.
Yeah.
I mean, really, to be honest with you at this point in time. So, I knew that the restructure was coming, Bajani, but I didn't know it was going to clean up this much cap space. That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah, according to Over the Cap, Texans have $13.1 million in cap space available after the restructure.
Yeah.
Now, you made a great point, and I'm with you on this. When you could check Over the Cap, you could check Texans Cap on Twitter. You could check four or five different other resources. They all update at different times, and they're all probably going to have different numbers. It's one of those fluid things that is frustrating. Yeah. It doesn't always make a lot of sense, but this number seems to make the most sense because it's with the way that the restructures worked. And if it frees up $12 million, the last number that I saw from Texans Cap, it was a few days ago, it was right around $1 or $2 million, I think, if memory serves me right. And he's very accurate, Texan Cap is. Shout out to him. But it takes him a little bit. You know, that's not what he does. He didn't just sit around and wait for Texans to make moves so he can update the numbers. He has a job.
Right.
So he does that. But here's something interesting that you just said real quick. The way that you describe the Texans wide receiver core and how you think they are designing this to be more specific, you know, like an inside guy and an outside guy, and they're not going to be asked to move all over the place. One of my biggest concerns right now for the Texans' offensive line is not just in the current state that it is in, which is, in all caps, incomplete, but they have a whole bunch of guys that have done a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah.
Lakin Tomlinson's been a left guard and a right guard. You know, your right tackle has been a left guard. Like, you have a lot of interior linemen right now, and I don't know that you have but maybe one tackle, and his name is Blake Fisher, and you don't know if he's going to be on the right side or the left side. There's not one position on that offensive line that you can say, yep, that dude's playing there.
See, this is where you and I are going to disagree. I like Titus Howard at left tackle. I like him at left tackle.
I do too.
I did not realize that there was such, now it was 3 years ago, but I did not realize that there was such a large sample size. I'd forgotten all about how much he played left tackle back in the day. Mm-hmm. 250 plus snaps, which is best snaps as a pro, for being completely honest. But I say that to say also, I feel like if Titus Howard or Blake Fisher, I think those are your two tackles, if either one of those guys become a problem, anywhere remotely close to what we had this year in terms of a protection issue, that's on Nick Caley. It is simple. They've been doing it for, eons, for 30 plus years, 40, 50 years of worth of NFL football, they've been helping tackles schematically with chips and tight ends. Now, if you can't get your tight ends to chip no better than they did, than Dalton Schultz ass did last year, that's on you. That's on the coaching staff.
Yeah.
Right? If you can't get somebody other than Joe Mixon in the backfield that you trust in pass protection and can light somebody's ass up, then that's on you as you build this roster, and that's on you as a running backs coach. So I'm not worried about the tackles. It's that interior offensive line, which is a dead horse that we are beating until I'm going to continue to beat until they get somebody in here. But the pushback that I have on that is I feel better than I probably should and better than most with Titus Howard at left tackle.
I agree with you, but we don't know that that's going to be the case.
Fair, very fair.
You know, I mean, you look at least what I reference for a depth chart, you know, on a yearly basis, in season, out of season, our lads, they don't have Titus Howard, you know, at left tackle. They have Titus Howard as a right tackle. They have Blake Fisher at left tackle. They have Jarrett Patterson at center. They have Laken Tomlinson at left guard, and they have Juice Scruggs at right guard. And I think that's probably the way a lot of people would draw it up if you had to play football today or on Sunday. However, I would do the flipperooski and put Titus at left tackle and keep Blake at what I thought he did pretty good at, which is at right tackle last year for a couple games.
If you look at it, Sean, too, I mean, if you go just, which I think there's still moves, I think there's draft picks, which, by the way, they're not a draft pick away from being better on the offensive line. I think they're a veteran move and a draft pick away from being better. But I mean, if you look at the way these guys are moving right now with this offensive line,
yeah,
I mean, you can argue that they're going to try to take a tackle early in this draft.
Yes, sir.
And then at the guard position, you're going to have Juice, Titus, and the two new dudes all fighting for them guard positions. Mm-hmm. Although I don't like that. I don't like that idea. I don't like that idea at all. But at that point, assuming who you draft that left tackle position and how he plays, I could see you being better than you were last year. Simply because your interior, your interior is going to be just all four of those guys are better than what you had last year inside there.
Yes. I mean, that's... Because we here, it's just the fear of the unknown, right? Because the guys that you're getting in, Laken Tomlinson, who's the other?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fella that they signed at. Ed Ingram. That guy looks like an absolute pain in the ass.
Well, I mean, the way they're both physical as hell now. They're both going to be a different brand of offensive lineman than what we've had here before.
But you look at those statistics according to PFF and the sacks allowed from Ed Ingram, the amount of pressures, two straight years, I think he was 10th and 9th respectively in pressure rate allowed at his position. As in the most, that's not good.
Yeah.
You know, and so if these guys aren't good pass protectors and you wipe the slate clean because you need good pass protectors, but you brought in guys that are suspect at that, well, I don't know what the hell we're doing. Oddly enough, feel really good about the confidence level that Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans, Nick Cayley, Cole Popovich all together have had in saying, you know what? We got to overhaul this thing. We got to blow this up.
Yeah.
I trust, for whatever reason, what they're doing. And I think it has everything to do with how the last 2 years have gone, but just how hell-bent D'Amico Ryans continues to be on creating the biggest and baddest defense in the league. That gives me confidence in this team.
When we hired D'Amico Ryans, I said, look, the one thing that has to happen is you got to be a top defense year in, year out when you hire a defensive-minded head coach. Mm-hmm. If you're going to go that route, then you better have a defense that can win games for you. And I'll be damned if D'Amico hasn't done that. And if he's not looking at it. I mean, you've added a handful of players to this roster this year. Mm-hmm. Your top two players you've added have been on the defensive side of the football. Depending on how much you like Christian Kirk. I mean, I like Sheldon Rankins on that defensive line. When we last saw Sheldon Rankins, if he can bring anywhere close to what he brought us in 2023, I like Sheldon Rankins more than Christian Kirk. Again, now if Christian goes out there and he's a top slot in the league, it changes the story. But right now, you got C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Sheldon Rankins. I think those are the two best adds this year, and they're both on the defensive side of the football where you're already great.
Yeah, because there's no questions about them.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.